WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Trumpeter Frank London founded Les Miserables Brass Band in 1980 with some musicians he knew in the Boston area. The members' work experience hints at the band's diverse repertoire. Tubist Marcus Rojas has played with jazz composer Henry Threadgill and the New York City Ballet. Frank London and trombonist David Harris have worked in klezmer bands. French hornist Marshall Seeley has played with the Guadalajara Philharmonic. In 1986, the band supplied the music for David Byrne and Robert Wilson's stage production, The Knee Plays. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says he likes Les Miserables' creative unpredictability.
Brass bands exist all over the world, from South America to Central Asia, from West Africa to Eastern Europe. One reason is that military bands have spread brass instruments all over the place, and those horns are built to keep working, even if they get banged around. Les Miserables Brass Band, which is six brass, a reed player, and a drummer, are dedicated to playing all the world's brass music. Their new album, Manic Traditions, from Northeastern Records, includes music from Mexico, Serbia, and Pakistan, and three marches from Bolivia. Les Miserables also play a few originals and some music that wasn't written for brass, like Manic Depression by Jimi Hendrix. It was arranged by tuba player Marcus Rojas. Playing something like that, Les Miserables show how adaptable brass bands are. In this country, brass bands are one of the foundations on which jazz was built. Just after the Civil War, and maybe even earlier than that, black bands started to appear in the rural South, playing hymns and secular music. In 1954, folklorist Frederick Ramsey found a few such bands still playing. The field recordings he made came out on a wonderful old record for folkways called Country Brass Bands. It gives us a good idea of what one kind of music jazz evolved from sounded like. Les Miserables play a version of one hymn from that album, Precious Lord, Hold My Hand. I want to play a little of the original first so you can compare the two. This is the Laneville Johnson Union Brass Band, recorded in 1954 near New Bern, Alabama. Les Miserables' version is slower and not nearly so out of tune, but they get its spirit just right. Les Miserables Brass Band's repertoire is so eclectic, you may not always be sure what you're listening to. On their version of a folk tune from Pakistan, Matt Dario's clarinet sounds lifted from a Jewish klezmer band. The first time I listened to Les Miserables' album, I didn't have the list of tunes in front of me. When one cut came on, I assumed it had been written by an American minimalist composer. Actually, the band discovered the tune Nyoro on a collection of African music, a reminder of just how much minimalism owes to Africa. Les Miserables demonstrate how easily one style can slide into another. That's a good thing, because it was through fusions of different musical cultures that stuff like jazz and rock and roll got started in the first place.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. Les Miserables Brass Band's new album, Manic Traditions, is on the Northeastern Popular Arts label. This is Fresh Air.